Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Adam Rutherford's The Book of Humans, a fascinating dive into the heart of our evolutionary journey. Rutherford, a celebrated science writer, podcaster, and broadcaster with a doctorate in genetics from University College London, guides us through the shared traits between humans and animals, as well as the distinct attributes that set us apart. The book harnesses the power of genetics and archaeology's most current revelations to present a captivating inventory of life's diversity. The Book of Humans is an evolutionary tapestry, stitching together a narrative that is as educational as it is engaging. Rutherford, known for his contributions to BBC programs and his writings in The Guardian, brings complex scientific ideas into clear focus, making them accessible to a broad audience. This book is especially meant for those who are intrigued by our origins and our place among Earth's inhabitants. It appeals to enthusiasts of Darwin's theory, animal lovers, and anyone who is on a quest to understand the basic principles of evolutionary biology. If you've ever wondered about the links between humans and our animal counterparts, or our unique traits within the animal kingdom, this episode will unfold those mysteries in a compelling 20 minutes. Join us as we unlock the secrets of our species and celebrate the wonder of life on Earth with the Book of Humans. The Book of Humans, a brief history of culture, sex, war, and the evolution of us. Introduction. The myth of human exceptionalism unraveled. As a species, humans often like to think of themselves as a cut above the rest, boasting cognitive prowess and the ability to communicate with astonishing intricacy. We've long placed ourselves on a pedestal above our animal counterparts. Our reflection in the mirror of nature reveals not just an image of dominance, but one of unequivocal singularity. Underpinned by the belief that we're in a league of our own amidst Earth's vast biodiversity. Yet, under the microscope of science, the line that separates us from the animal kingdom begins to blur. Explorations into the realm of evolution and the behaviors of creatures across the globe show that the traits we've long considered uniquely human are also shared with our non-human neighbors. This journey through evolutionary narratives will nudge you to reconsider your place in the natural world, as it spotlights the surprising ways in which animals mirror our own behaviors. Equipped with tales of genetic wonders, archaeological treasures, and scientific epiphanies, this narrative isn't merely educational, it's revelatory. It may even shatter the long-held view of humans as the sole proprietors of innovation and culture. But be ready. One part of the tale ventures into the candid territory of animal mating rituals. A word to the wise, this isn't your usual prim and proper nature documentary. In this tapestry of tales, you will discover how crows take on the role of teachers for their offspring. Witness that humans aren't the only beings to master the art of agriculture, and get a peek into a rather intimate bonobo greeting that is sure to raise eyebrows. Prepared to be enchanted and a tad scandalized as we wend our way through the marvels that connect humans to the creatures we share our planet with. Part 1. When it comes to tools, humans have mastered the craft. So you consider yourself human, but what exactly does that entail? You might say it's the ability to pick up the phone and converse effortlessly, or perhaps it's the skill to operate, or even invent, a computer. Or might it be the unique human capacity to create and appreciate art? We wear our human mantle with a sense of pride, often viewing ourselves as the apex of the animal kingdom. However, we are not products of a distinct evolutionary line. We are branches of the same complex tree that has nurtured countless other species. Animals, too, engage in reproduction, construct intricate social systems, and, much to our chagrin, utilize tools quite adeptly in manners that echo our own human techniques. Truth be told, mankind is not the beacon of exceptionalism we often imagine ourselves to be. And yet, there exists a striking paradox. While we share an animal ancestry, there is something undeniably unique about us, Our sophistication in cognition, language, and culture is unparalleled. Indeed, we are animals, but we're also remarkable within the animal kingdom. The cornerstone of this discussion is that animals too wield tools, but the sophistication of human-crafted tools stands in a league of its own. A tool can be anything that extends an animal's physical capabilities, whether it's something discovered, altered, or ingeniously created, a tangible manifestation of technology. For instance, a hair clip serves as a simple accessory for managing hair, while a computer becomes an intricate tool for mathematical computation. For decades, the human race believed we were solitary in our use of tools. Today, science has debunked that misconception. Chimpanzee communities, for example, are adept at using sticks to procure termites. Orangutans have been observed employing these natural implements to catch fish from rivers, while gorillas utilize them to gauge the depths they must wade through. Despite these displays of tool use within the animal kingdom, it remains a rarity, practiced by a mere 1% of all species. The sphere of technology, thus, remains a scarcely inhabited domain, and the complexity of human technologies surpasses any other by far. A crucial factor lies in our significantly larger brains, but another point of differentiation is our extraordinary manual dexterity. As much as we might be entertained by the idea, dolphins won't be crafting violins, not due to a shortage of intellectual might, but because their flippers lack the finesse provided by human fingers. Nevertheless, the ingenuity of dolphins and their remarkable use of tools offer valuable lessons, and it's these lessons we'll delve into as we move forward. Part 2. The dual transmission of skills in the animal kingdom is rare. Imagine using tools as effortlessly as breathing, as you undoubtedly do if you're listening to this, writing with a pen, quenching your thirst with a glass of water. But what about employing another living being as a tool? Bottlenose dolphins in Shark Bay, Australia, do just that, slipping sponges onto their beaks as protective gear while they scour the sea floor for their next meal. Here, one creature cleverly uses another to capture a third, a fascinating illustration of animal ingenuity. Yet, the true marvel lies not only in the dolphin's inventive use of sponges, but also in the method in which these skills are acquired. Contrary to what one might think, the art of sponging does not reside within the dolphin's genetic makeup. It's an ability passed down from mother to calf, a phenomenon scientists recognize as cultural transmission. Herein lies the essence of our observation. It is quite rare in the animal world to see skills transmitted through both biological inheritance and cultural teaching. This phenomenon of cultural transmission has, so far, been identified in a select few species apart from humans, dolphins, certain primates, and some birds. Take, for example, a fascinating study with crows in Seattle, where researchers taught these intelligent birds to differentiate between menacing and harmless human faces. Years later, the original crows, as well as the new generation, reacted appropriately to each mask, demonstrating that the lesson had been socially communicated down through the generations. What makes this discovery truly captivating is the suggestion of cultural learning, akin to human traditions of education, such as teaching our children language. Similarly, crow parents transmitted the skill of discerning human faces without any genetic handover. It's important to note, though, that dismissing the role of biology in these learned behaviors is misguided. Culture and biology are deeply entwined. Cultural transmission relies on a biological foundation that permits the assimilation of these skills. Take human agriculture as an example. While the practice of farming isn't hardwired into our DNA, the cognitive capacity to grasp the principles of cultivation and the dexterity required to perform it certainly are. Part 3. From ant farms to human agriculture. Cultivation is key, but not uniquely human. You've likely come across the concept of a paleo diet, the modern nutritional plan inspired by the presumed dietary habits of our primal ancestors. Its advocates suggest, amidst some debate, that our bodies did not evolve to cope with the products of agriculture, thereby suggesting that the rise of farming was not inherently beneficial to our health. Even beyond dietary concerns, some argue that the very establishment of agriculture marked the end of a more egalitarian way of life. Yet, despite its critics, the advent of agriculture is inseparable from the rise of civilization, laying down the roots from which sprouted everything we cherish about contemporary society: literature, art, technology, and an unending catalogue of human achievements. The main insight to glean here is that while agriculture is pivotal to the tapestry of human civilization, we're not alone in our agricultural ventures. Considering the impact of farming on human progression, it's salient to note that it even sculpted our genetic code. An illustrative case is our digestive evolution to metabolize lactose, a significant leap from ancient human capabilities. About 7,000 years ago, correlating with the domestication of livestock, humans developed a genetic mutation, allowing us to digest milk past infancy. As we started to reap the rich nutritional bounty of animal milk, our bodies concurrently adapted to harness its benefits. Culture may have passed on the methods of farming, but genetics cemented our ability to consume and benefit from dairy. Yet, fascinatingly, we're latecomers to the agricultural arena. Ants, particularly leafcutter ants, have been cultivating crops for an astonishing 60 million years, considerably outpacing our own agricultural lineage. Often showcased in nature films, these diligent insects are infamous for their leaf-toting processions. These leaves, however, aren't for direct consumption. Instead, the ants use them to sustain a fungus that they farm within their colonies, an essential element for their continued existence. Though this ant-fungus farming dynamic exudes complexity, it features a significantly narrower range of crops compared to the diverse agricultural bounty nurtured by human farmers. Here we encounter the recurring conundrum. Humans are but a thread in the animal kingdom's vast tapestry, yet within that thread lies an extraordinary and detailed pattern, distinct from the rest. In our journey forward, we'll explore how this apparent contradiction unfolds in different spheres of animal behavior and ecosystems. Part 4: From Passion to Play, the Evolutionary Twist of Sex Beyond Reproduction. It's a universal dance performed in the privacy of bedrooms and the wilds of nature, sometimes with commitment, other times with a carefree spirit. We're talking about sex, a subject of endless fascination and diverse practices among humans. We embrace it with a unique fervor, a zeal that goes far beyond the reproductive call of duty. This brings us to a pivotal understanding. Humans, in all our complexity, have managed to sever the traditional bond between sex and reproduction, and we're not the only species to do so. Biologically, sex is essential for our species' survival. However, statistics suggest that just 1 in 1,000 sexual encounters actually leads to conception, and that's only considering traditional means. Factor in the myriad other expressions of human sexuality, and it's evident that sex for us has transcended its procreational roots. We're far from alone in this respect. The animal kingdom is replete with instances of sexual behaviors that extend beyond the mere intention to multiply. Oral sex appears widespread among various species, as does masturbation. Then there's the spectrum of homosexuality observable from the sprawling savannas to the darkest of caves. Female bonobos, in particular, are known for their frequent genital interactions, a testament to sex as a form of social interaction and pleasure. The motivations behind these non-procreational sexual behaviors remain enigmatic. While fun seems a compelling explanation, science hesitates to endorse this conclusion due to the challenges of quantifying pleasure. Unlike humans, animals cannot verbalize their enjoyment, leaving us to speculate on their experiences. Consequently, many scientists veer towards investigating the possible evolutionary advantages such behaviors might offer, such as reinforcing social bonds, especially in human contexts. Despite the numerous theories, the core truth is that most sexual activities in the wild do not appear to be directly linked to reproductive advantages. The author suggests that it might be time for the scientific community to entertain the probability that the pursuit of pleasure is a considerable driving force behind these behaviors, both for humans and our animal counterparts. Part 5: unraveling the intricate dance of DNA and evolution. While many of the ways in which humans mirror other animals have been illuminated, there stands an equally compelling array of traits that distinguish us. If you probe into the depths of this divide, a foundational answer typically emerges. We share a heritage with other animals because we sprang from the same primitive roots, yet we have traveled distinct evolutionary paths to arrive at our current forms. But to fully grasp this, we need to dive deeper into the workings of evolution. Herein lies a fundamental concept. DNA steers the ship of biological evolution. Envision DNA as life's comprehensive instruction manual, directing the development, functionality, growth, and reproductive strategies of organisms through its genetic scripts. These are the genes, stretches of DNA that bequeath physical characteristics. When a trait betters an organism's survival odds, nature, acting as a meticulous selector, perpetuates that gene into future generations. Conversely, traits that handicap an organism's chances of survival gradually fade from the genetic pool. Humans, along with all life on Earth, share a bounty of genetic material. Some genes, ancient beyond reckoning, are universal architects of basic biological functions. Moving up the ladder, there's a subset of genes we share with all animals, a narrower fraction we hold in common with all mammals, and an even more exclusive group we share with our closest kin, the great apes. The genetic tapestry is subject to perpetual reweaving as DNA mutates randomly. Think of these mutations as typographical errors during the genetic transcription process, overlooked by the very proteins tasked with proofreading. It's these serendipitous typos that pave the way for genetic variation and the divergence of species. With breakthroughs in genome sequencing technology, our understanding of the evolutionary journey from early hominins to modern humans has leapt forward. We've pinpointed snippets of DNA responsible for the dexterity of our hands, a prerequisite for tool creation. We've tracked the genetic shifts that shortened our toes, aiding the transition to bipedalism, and we've charted the genetic milestones that granted us the capacity for language. The molecular saga of how we evolved into the humans we recognize today is gradually unfolding, and it's all thanks to the meticulous study of that remarkable molecule encoding all life, DNA. Part 6. The marvel of human communication towers above the animal kingdom. Understanding the volley of words being relayed to you is no trivial matter. It's an extraordinary cognitive and physiological ballet that is, as far as we know, the sole domain of humans. The symphony of speech involves a complex anatomical suite, an agile tongue, an artfully configured hyoid bone, and a robust larynx, all interacting in tandem with the nasal passages and facial muscles. These components, governed by meticulous motor control, make up the unparalleled biological infrastructure for language exclusive to Homo sapiens. Let's distill the essence of this. Human speech and language distinguish us in the animal world. It's not to say other species lack vocal abilities. The animal kingdom is alive with calls, barks, howls, and songs. Birds are particularly noteworthy, with some species capable of mimicking learned sounds, a faint echo of language acquisition. But this avian capacity is limited to a mere smattering of tunes, whereas we humans have crafted over 6,000 richly diverse and evolving languages. Our brains are the singular organic processors designed to grasp and replicate complex linguistic structures. We alone wield syntax, grammar, and a seemingly endless lexicon. Words are the vessels of abstract symbolism. When you visualize an ear, it is not the organ itself that appears before your eyes, but rather an association formed through experience. Humans transcend in recognizing these symbolic markers, enabling an abstract understanding of language. Once more, other creatures display a glimmer of this representation. Consider the prairie dogs, who issue distinct alarm calls to signify different threats. This, too, is a rudimentary form of vocal symbolism, but its simplicity pales in comparison to the intricate web of human conversation. Human language stands alone as the keystone of sophisticated communication, the sine qua non that has given rise to behavioral modernity. It is this uniquely human feature that has fueled our development into the richly complex and diverse society we know today. Part 7. The dawn of creativity heralds behavioral modernity in Homo sapiens. At a glance, the physicality of humans from 200,000 years ago parallels that of people today. A contemporary touch to their attire, and they'd blend seamlessly into today's urban tapestry. The fundamental anatomy for verbal communication was already a part of their being. Yet, despite this capability, the cultural sophistication of language eluded them for at least 130,000 more years, until cultural evolution ignited a transformation. This introduces a critical turning point. Behavioral modernity in humans is characterized by our capacity for imagination, abstract reasoning, and artistic expression. Approximately 40,000 years ago, Homo sapiens hit a milestone of behavioral modernity, embracing traits that define humanity at its core. This era marked the inception of figurative artistry, seen in delicate carvings, the dawning of visually stunning cave murals, the crafting of ornamental adornments, and the whittling of flutes from avian bones. From the diverse caves of Borneo to the historic grottos of France, remnants of this creative explosion abound, signaling a seismic leap in human cognitive development. Take, for instance, the Löwenmensch, or Lion Man, a hybrid figure sculpted from mammoth ivory. This mystifying relic showcases not just manual skill, but also mental acumen, selecting the ideal material, strategizing its transformation, all while conceiving a fantastical entity that melded human and feline features. It's a testament to an advanced mind, one that could not just replicate reality, but fabricate the fantastical. Yet, a discovery made in 2018 cast a wider net over the origins of artistry. In northern Spain, cave paintings were dated back 64,000 years, predating the known European arrival of Homo sapiens. This finding indicates that our Neanderthal cousins were already practitioners of art, suggesting that some qualities we've cherished as uniquely human were indeed shared with another hominin species, enriching the tapestry of our evolutionary narrative. Final summary. Imagine humanity as both a masterwork and a mere facet of nature's grandeur, as depicted in the reflections of these insights. We hail from a lineage as diverse and abundant as any other, cradled by the same evolutionary currents that have shaped every creature on Earth. The stirring tapestry of our biological heritage unites us indelibly with myriad forms of life. Amidst this shared story, there emerges a distinction, a singularity of language, a depth of culture that sets Homo sapiens in relief against the backdrop of our fellow beings. Herein lies the essential truth. Humans are both thoroughly enmeshed in the natural order and profoundly separate, a dual identity etched deeply into our essence. Our advanced communication, our intricate social structures, our pulsating imaginations all point to a species that is at once an animal among many, and the exemplar of what nature can conceive. It's in this nuanced, paradoxical existence that we find the heart of what it means to be human. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.